As a child, Jackie Prenet would sit with her dad and watch things like cooking shows and boxing matches.
And he always used to tell me that I was really good company. You're good company, kid.
Now, about 4 years since her dad was formally diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, Prenet says sitting with him is difficult.
Those are probably the hardest moments, is when I'm sitting next to my dad and it's just not him anymore. It's just a horrible disease. It takes away the person that you love and turns them into somebody that just looks like the person you knew.
Prenet, a 35-year-old insurance adjuster and a mother of two, has found something of a coping mechanism in Buffalo's annual Walk to End Alzheimer's. She and her dad, Rick Gazot, will be some of the roughly 3,000 people wearing purple and walking around the Outer Harbor Saturday to raise money for research.
Feel like I was doing something to help fix it, if not for my dad, then for future generations.
Saturday's walk is the first of what will ultimately be 6 throughout the region this fall by the Alzheimer's Association's Western New York chapter. But Buffalo is by far their biggest, raising over $500,000 by itself last year. The goal this year is $565,000.
The Alzheimer's Association is the largest private funder of research in this country.
That's Monica Pomeroy. She's communications director for the Alzheimer's Association of Western New York.
And a portion of every single dollar we raise goes right into research. And I think people admire that and are grateful for that.
Pomeroy says the walk also shows families they're far from the only ones dealing with the cognitive disease. It's estimated about 400,000 New Yorkers are currently living with Alzheimer's. The state expects that number to increase to 465,000 by 2025. It's hard to say just how many people live with the disease in Western New York, but the local Alzheimer's Association chapter alone services more than 5,000 Alzheimer's patients and their caregiving partners. Prenet's mom still takes care of her dad, a retired payroll manager, at their home in Buffalo. They're thinking of moving into a ranch-style house because he's starting to have trouble with stairs. This will be the family's second year participating in the walk. Their team has already raised about $3,500. Prenet didn't start her family's team until a couple years after her dad's diagnosis. She used to not want to discuss it and hesitated even telling people her dad had Alzheimer's.
I guess there was a stigma in my head, just that I didn't know that I would get the support that I have now. And without my friends and family, I don't know how I would be handling it. I have gotten an amazing amount of support through the fundraisers for the walk and just in general. Everyone has reached out.
Registration begins at 8:30 a.m. and the walk begins at 10:30. There's no fee, but walkers are asked to make a donation. Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.